Who was present with you when you did this physical examination on my client?
I had law enforcement present.
Who was it?
I don't have specific names. I do have law enforcement with me.
Who was taking these photos?
Pardon me?
Who was taking the photos?
I took the photos.
Yes. Did you have a Burmese interpreter present with you?
Not during that portion.
So as part of this exam of my client, you did not get any kind of medical history from him, correct?
No.
Questions about medical history and skin conditions might be pertinent to what you're looking at and finding, correct?
Yes.
Did you have any kind of medical history provided to you about Mr. Met at the time you did this examination?
No, I was just the subpoena with information of what to collect.
Okay. So you have no knowledge about any type of skin condition or psoriasis or dry skin that he may have had at that time?
No.
You had no information about whether he had some tendency to scratch himself in different parts of his body due to a dry skin condition?
I did not have that information.
Did you receive information from law enforcement that my client was physically taken into custody at his aunt's house?
I did not get that information.
You received no information about police taking him down to the ground?
No.
No information about police then cuffing him behind his back while he's face down on the ground?
No.
No information about police dragging him from one room to another room inside that aunt's house?
No.
Yeah, question?
Yes.
Ms. Barbera, I'm going to ask you to look at exhibits 32 and 33 that you had previously seen on the big screen.
Okay.
And for the jury's benefit, tell us again what we're looking at right there. Well, I'm going to get the audiovisual systems. I don't think it's bad enough. let's just refer to the big screen since it's...
Yeah, that's much easier. Thank you.
When you look at Exhibit 33, Ms. Barbera,
yes.
If you had information that law enforcement physically took Mr. Met into custody and took a hold of his arms in some fashion, what we're looking at on Exhibit 33, would that be consistent with an adult male taking hold of my client's arm?
Yes.
And then likewise, on the back of the arm shoulder area in Exhibit 32, would the mark that's left there be consistent with the thumb?
The surface of the thumb, yes.
With regard to Exhibit 34, because we're going to get all sorts of assistance, and 35, although they're seeing them jointly. The kinds of redness, Ms. Barbera, that we're seeing in the left thigh area, the navel area, and then again, let's see, right thigh area and the left hip area. Could that be consistent with my client roughhousing with another individual, wrestling, playing roughly, and receiving marks like that?
It's possible. They're single events.
Yeah.
They're single in nature.
Could it be consistent with an individual being taken forcefully to the ground and moved by law enforcement with some pressure applied by law enforcement in those areas?
Sure. The concave, the structure of our pelvis, kind of keeps that groin a little less in the same plane as the hips would be. So.
And likewise, if Mr. Met and my client ever had occasion to play a game with a small child who was riding on his back, and the child's feet came around to the front part of the body, if the heel of the foot were to make contact in these locations, you could receive marks like that, right?
You could.
If we could look Ms. Barbera, 36 and 37 briefly. This relates back to my earlier question about any history you may have had for my client regarding a dry skin condition. What we're seeing in 36 and 37, Ms. Barbera, could that be consistent with Mr. Met himself, with his own fingernails itching himself?
Yes, there was a possibility that would apply a force. It's a single event, again. It's kind of just by itself.
When you saw Mr. Met, you went over to the county jail to see him.
Yes.
At that time, other than underwear that he had on, his only other clothing was a yellow jail jumpsuit, correct?
Yes.
And you didn't have occasion to ask him about any kind of irritation or itchiness that was caused by that yellow jumpsuit because
no.
You didn't interpret it.
We were able to solve the interpreter by speaking through a language line at the very beginning of the examination, where I detailed what I would be collecting, the manner, the mechanism that we would go through, and give him a chance to ask questions and have them answered by me.
Right. But during the exam, you weren't asking questions about the nature that I'm asking about.
No,
now.
I never asked about a medical history. I was there for the specific items.
If we could advance to 38 and 39, with the avulsion that you talked about. Again, similar questions, Barbera. If an individual were scratching that area and were picking at his own scab, we could see an avulsion of that nature, right?
Well, if the scab was already there, it wouldn't be as evident because you would recreate a fresher, new injury with that. But yes. Again, it's a single event. With irritation or itching, I'd expect that there would be multiple areas.
Yeah, question.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to see on the blow-up, Ms. Barbera, but on State's Exhibit 30 on his phone cord, can you see in the,
yes.
in the right knee area?
What he's pointing to is this stuff right here.
What do you make of that?
That is some scarring. So his body at some point had some type of an injury.
Yeah.
It has gone through that first phase, that second phase, and it had completed that third phase, which is called remodeling.
Right.
And the body creates these scars or this collagen tissue to fill in that area where there was some type of an injury.
Okay. Could that be consistent with a chronic condition where the dry skin caused him to itch a lot and he went in so deeply with his nails that he actually ended up scarring himself?
That's always likely. Again, though, you have multiple areas.
Right.
This was a single event.
Understood. If you go to 40 and 41, it's the same question I had before. If there was some itchiness inherent in his skin condition and or produced by the yellow jumpsuit, he could have, with an edge of his nail or a pointed nail, caused that mark on his own body.
Yes.
If we could look at 42, 43 just briefly. Mr. Jansen asked you some questions about the relative dimensions of, I guess what we're seeing is sort of three parallel scratch marks here, is that right?
Abrasions, yes.
So if Mr. Met had this dryness condition and his three fingers were tightly together, he could cause this own scratch for himself as he was itching.
Right, it would apply force.
I always get those
backwards. It would apply force.
And then again on 44 and 45. Mr. Jensen does not want to this type of a mark you indicated could happen through clothing, as I understand it, Jessica.
Yes.
So, could occur with a significant police takedown of Mr. Matt and or just playing and roughhousing that Mr. Matt engaged in.
That's likely.
May I have a moment, Judge?
Yes.